Hello, welcome to Cocktails, Convos, and Cocktails, an emotional safe space for laughter, tears, togetherness, friendship, and love.
That's me.
Didn't you tell us?
That's my bad.
We're your hosts. I'm Camille.
I'm Tasha.
And on today's show, we are talking about marriage, y'all. Traditional versus non-traditional. What's the difference? So, also on today, our special guests are going to be Marcus, a.k.a. Ski, and his lovely wife, Ashley.
Hey.
These are the Johnsons.
Yes. Hello.
And so listen, when we say versus, right, we mean in contrast to, in comparison to, not versus as in who's going to win, right? Because there's no winner. There's no loser. But we mean in contrast to, right? So versus. So that's where we are with that. So let's, as y'all can see, this is week two that our precious Christina is not here with
yes,
us.
Yes.
And so I just want to talk about the elephant that's in the room. Christina has not left us. Okay, she is still very much a part of our team.
Absolutely.
She is still the three in threesy.
Yes.
However, she did go on vacation. She's out getting tons of fun in the sun, and she left us here.
Yeah, she did.
To continue to be stressed and not have any fun in the dark cold. So here we are. But Christina, we miss you so much. Also, she's not going to be here next week. She's going to still be having tons of fun.
Right.
But we'll be here.
Yeah.
So make sure to tune in next week. Because we will. We'll be here. We don't get breaks and vacations. We're going to try to steal one soon, though, right?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we're going to try.
Sooner rather than later.
Yeah. So, yeah, y'all come on in. Please take a moment to share this publicly on your personal page. Today's show is sponsored by Let's Get Wasted Bead Company out of Charlotte, North Carolina. So, if you're looking for some elegant waist beads, go over to their Facebook page. You can find them on Facebook and also Instagram. They just released a cute new line where they have these bead sets that are after drinks. Mm-hmm, like there's a Mojito, Mojito, and a Tequila Sunrise or something like that. They have all these cute ones. So Let's Get Wasted Bead Co. What'd she say to us?
That wasn't my phone. That was his phone.
Y'all are one, honey. Y'all are married.
That's right.
His phone is your phone. Hey, Carolyn. Come on in. Listen, when y'all come in, say hello so we can say hello back to
you. Yes.
Hello.
So in the spirit that we know that, in the spirit of Christina, I am going to actually introduce the drinks today. Today, we are having cocktails instead of wine. I know in the last few shows, we've been doing lots of wines because Christina is like the wine connoisseur. But today we're having cocktails. Well, they're having cocktails. I'm on a cleanse, so I'm having water. You need some water?
A cleanse.
He got water.
You know what I mean? Sheesh.
So, Skeet on the other, is that what you prefer to be called?
That's cool.
Okay.
That's cool.
Skeet on the end there, he is drinking Old Fashioned. Old Fashioned is made with whiskey. And some other things that I don't know because I have a Keurig for alcohol in there and all we have is a pod and I just hit a button and it makes an old fashioned. So he's drinking that. How's that taste?
Pretty good.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
That's all right. I can drink that.
And the ladies here are drinking their version of a Tequila Sunrise.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
They are using Tequila 1800. As the alcohol, and they use the peach, what is it called?
It's Simply Peach.
Yeah, Simply Peach and Simply Pineapple. And so it's a
little cranberry juice.
And a little cranberry juice, which is supposed to bring the red out of it, but I think it just made it a little bit darker. But either way, how's that tasting?
It's good.
Okay, good. And I have some nice ice cubes in my water. And and that's what we're drinking today. So, Christine, I can't wait for you to get back because you do that so much more elegant than I do. but that's what we're doing. And
you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. So we're just going to jump right into it. Okay? So now we are talking about marriage. So you guys are newlyweds. Yes.
Yes. Congratulations. Yes.
Congratulations.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Okay. So how long have y'all been married?
What's today?
Today is the 8th of April.
3 months, 4 months now?
We got married January 13th, so like 3 months.
Okay.
3 months.
Okay.
Okay.
So y'all new, new.
New.
Okay. Okay.
Newlyweds. We've been together.
Okay. So
newlyweds.
Newlyweds. Okay. So when y'all got married, right? After y'all got married, do you feel like there was like this shift for you, like either mentally, emotionally, where you said, "Okay, this is different." This feels much different than when we were engaged or when we were dating. Like, I'm married and there's a different feeling that I have about this person, about this relationship, about our union. Like, was there a shift for either one of y'all?
You can go first.
If you want me to. Well, it was a few things different that I felt, you know what I mean? As far as myself, that I was already the provider, I guess, but it was like more pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You understand where I'm coming from? Mm-hmm. For some reason, you know, I just kind of felt that way. We've been together now about 9 years, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, I feel like we've been married the whole time, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But it was a little added pressure just to feel like the provider and making sure everything was good, you know, and as far as her, to me, Ashley can be a little rough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She's definitely alpha female.
All right. I know that.
And being young, she's definitely alpha. And so it seemed like when we did finally get married, I guess she finally, the last wall, mm-hmm. so to speak, she had, she mm-hmm. just kind of dropped in. It was kind of like, okay, all right, you know what I mean?
Okay, okay.
And that's good. I haven't noticed that.
Right, know, okay, right.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
Okay.
It's cool. What do you think?
How about you?
Mm-hmm. So, it was like when people be like, oh, is it different being married? And at first I was just like, nah, it's the same thing. But then like after a few weeks, it was just like, yeah, it is different. Like, mm-hmm. you just got this whole different feeling. It's just like, yeah, I'm married. And we stuck together for life.
Yeah.
It's like, for life.
Okay, okay.
And especially, like, because I guess with the age difference, I was like, we ain't get married. You ain't gonna marry me. I was just because, I mean, there's 19 years between us. So I was just like, he is not gonna marry me. Like, we just gonna be together forever, though.
Yeah, so why did you think that?
I was 18 when we met.
Well, yeah.
And so I was just like, over these years, it's just been like, here we are, year yeah. nine, year eight.
Oh, okay, like, I see.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, I mean, we might not get married, but I mean, I ain't gonna be with nobody else.
I always, you know, wanted to marry her, you know, but like you said, Ashley was the age differences.
And Alicia.
It's really crazy, which is definitely part of the non-traditional talk here
mm-hmm.
this evening. So I had to understand with certain things that I was going to have to be able to, you know, deal with and kind of nurture, you know what I mean, at
yeah.
the same time.
Yeah.
And understand she's going to have to grow and let her make mistakes. And mm-hmm. all that. You understand what I'm going on?
Yeah.
That sounds like the marriage side.
Right.
So, and that was an added thing, you know, and it was certain thing, like she said, it was going in like year eight. And I was like, okay, we do have a child, you know, and it's like, okay, what we doing here, you know,
yeah.
to me. And it was like, I wanted to see like like certain, I guess changes, I guess growth in certain things, you know, because we had a lot of drag outs. You know?
Okay.
It took a lot of patience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Patience, but you know, I love it to death, so it was kind of easy to deal with that. And mm-hmm. once I felt it was time, you know, I asked her.
And that's all right. That's good.
I ain't going nowhere. She want my old ass.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So for us, we were together for 4 years before we decided to get married. And when we got married in New York. And when we got there, I was so nervous, right? I couldn't even hardly sign my name on the paper because, you know, like you got to go and talk to the lady at the desk and like sign everything first before you go to the judge and do the I do. You have to sign all your paperwork and stuff first. And I was so nervous and like I just felt like I couldn't even walk. My legs was just shaking so much. And so in the back of my mind, I was thinking like, "Hi, am I so nervous that like maybe I shouldn't be doing that?" And so the lady, when I went to go sign the paperwork, the lady just had this little smile on her face. And I was like, "I'm sorry, I'm just so nervous." And she said, "No, I'm glad to see that you're nervous in this way." She said, "It's the people who come in here and they're not nervous. They're just calm and they're just like, oh yeah, I'm just going to marry this guy. I'm okay." Those are the ones that I worry about. Those are the ones that are in trouble because this is a life-altering decision that you're about to make for yourself in this moment. And if that doesn't scare you, if that doesn't make you nervous, something is wrong. Mm-hmm. So we went through the whole process. We got married. And I don't know if it was because, you know, it was so many firsts for me, right? It was my first marriage. First time I'm in New York. First time I'm seeing all this stuff. Oh, my God. There's people on the corner dancing. Oh, my God. Look at this. Oh, look at this. So many people. It was 5 million people. Baby, somebody tried to steal your wallet. Oh, my God. Look at that. We eating octopus legs in Chinatown. Like, it was just so much going on that I think that it didn't even dawn on me for the first 12 hours that I was married. But the next morning when we woke up in the hotel, I was like, I need to figure out what my wife is going to eat for breakfast.
Right.
It's my duty to make sure that her stomach is full. Excuse me. What do you want for breakfast, honey? I need to turn on the shower and make sure that it's warm so that my life partner can take a shower. Like, I needed to make sure that, like, she, this person, this human, was okay. Like, I felt this, like, urge in my body to make sure that this person ate, that this person was clean. Like, oh, God, did they pack enough drawers? Do you got clean drawers? Do we need to find a Walmart?
Right, because before we left, she didn't care about that. I'll tell you that right now.
But I never felt like that, like in that way, in that sense of urgency before. Like, of course I've cared about, like, if she gonna eat, but I'm gonna eat too, you know? Like, of course I cared about that before, but not in such a big way, mm-hmm. except for my kids. Those are the only people in this world that I cared about if they ate, if they took showers, how much sleep they got, what was going on in their lives. That's the only, like, if my mom ate or my parents ate or not, I couldn't tell you. But if my kids ate, I can tell you.
Right.
You know? But in that moment, everything changed for me. Everything changed for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Angela said, okay, shirts.
Right. Where you with me?
Sorry. So, for me, I know you were like weeks later and you're like the next day. Mine, I think, so when we got to, like you said, when we got to New York, you know, everything happened so fast. We got to New York at like 8 o'clock in the morning. We went to the Justice of the, we drove all night.
All night.
And got there about 8 o'clock in the morning. We went to the Justice of the Peace. And we had to go give them our stuff, and then we had to go across the street, get a waiver because New York has a 24-hour hold or wait time for you to get married. And so we had to go get a waiver from the judge to you know, to say, yeah, okay, y'all can get married today instead, right, of tomorrow. And so, because we had to
drove all the way. Yeah.
And so we did that. We went, and while we did that, he gave us our waiver. We went in the bathroom. We got changed. No, we did that at the truck stop. Yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
And so, and then we got back cross street. We waited in line because on the day after Thanksgiving, I guess everybody in the world decided they wanted to get married.
Declared their love.
Yeah. And so we did that. And so everything was like boom, 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 boom. And we got in this little room and we got married. We said our vows. And as soon as we walked out of that room and we were holding hands, walking to go pick up our license, it was like this feeling that just said all over my body. Like, I don't know what kind of feeling or drug or whatever that makes you just be like, oh my God, I just got married. You know, and I'm like, okay, okay. Because in my mind, I'm only getting married once.
Right.
And that's
right.
It. And so when that feeling came over me, it was this overwhelming feeling that I was responsible for someone other than myself. Right. And I was responsible for her safety. I was responsible for, you know, making sure, you know, my money is her money. My time is her time. My life is her life. And it was like, okay, what I've been doing up until now, I need to do better.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Smart. It made me want to do better. Mm-hmm. It made me want to just provide. And then we also came with other parts. Like, I came with an 8-year-old.
Right.
From a previous relationship, and she had 3 children, so it was like, yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was definitely a shift. The first 4 years, I mean, we were still girlfriends, but then we were also living together. So I mean,
right,
you know, we was like that, but kind of not, because if we get mad at each other, I'd be like, shh, and I go to my mom's house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I go to my mom's house and like spend a couple nights and like clear my head. But now, you know, I'm married now.
Yeah.
You know, you take your ass downstairs and get on the couch, yeah, if you're, yeah, mad. You know, like, you ain't going out nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, yeah, if you know, y'all go to bed mad, you know what I'm saying? So it was, I think that shift was in that moment. As soon as, for me, it was in that moment.
Right.
And it was actually, it was pretty overwhelming for me. And I ain't looked back since, and I love it.
This is day 1.
That was good,
girl.
Okay.
Yeah,
right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was in that moment. Okay. And so, you mentioned something about you came with stuff in, mm-hmm, our marriage. Mm-hmm. I came with stuff.
Yeah.
And so, of course, we had to blend our families together.
Yeah.
Which, might I add, was not easy.
No.
Because, you know, we found out later, once the kids grew up, that...
Yeah, I'm so glad Angel's on here.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So, speak for yourself.
Day daughter in my business for you.
What?
Yeah. She was there when I had my baby.
Yeah.
We found out that, so when we first got together, the kids didn't care for each other. They was looking at Lexus with the side eye. Lexus was looking at them with the side eye. But after a while, the kids became real close. And we was like, oh, well, okay, this is good.
It's
going to
take time.
Yeah, but then we found out, what we found out was the kids came together to become a united front against us.
Mm-hmm.
They were working to split us up.
Yeah. Wow.
And so we had so many outside influences on our marriage trying to split us up.
Yeah.
That, believe it or not, that is what drove us to get married, because we got to a point where it was like, okay, we're either going to walk away because there's way too many outside influences,
mm-hmm,
and what we have going on, and is taking a toll on our relationship.
Yeah.
Or we're going to seal this thing up like a letter And everybody is going, they're going to have to get in where they fit in.
Yeah.
So do we want to walk away now? Or do we want to, like, really fight for this thing?
Right.
Yeah, because the walking away part definitely would not have been because we didn't love. Like, we loved each other. We love each other, like, to the moon and back.
Right.
It's just when all of those other factors came in, it was like, you know, you can't do this, yada, yada. You know, we're arguing at other factors.
Right.
And so we were allowing the other factors to kind of drive a wedge. Mm-hmm. And so it's fighting against, it felt like a constant fight. So what we had to do is we just had to decide, like she said, you know, are we going to take all of our baggage that we're bringing with us and leave with that baggage and for us not to be together, or are we going to be together and kind of box out the baggage?
Right, right, right.
Because, I mean, we walk away and we know we love each other.
Right.
We walk away with it. We're the ones suffering. And right. The people that's around us, they're happy, but they're also living their life.
Right.
So we was like, nah, no. This is what we gonna do, you know, this, you know.
And drug on sex.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, with that being said, did y'all have, first of all, do y'all have a blended family? Like, I know y'all have Janara, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And that's the baby that y'all have together.
Yes.
Yes.
But you have your own kids too, right?
I do.
So y'all had to come in and y'all kind of had some blended families. So
yeah.
how has the blended family lifestyle been for y'all?
Yes.
I'm going to let you take this first.
I'll wait.
I'll follow up first. I want to hear yours first.
I mean, I was 18 years old when we got together. And his kids are,
right.
I think they were 16. What was Jenny? She was 3 years after Blaze, or 2 years after Blaze? Well, right now, Jayla is 22. Mm-hmm. She turns 23 in September. And then his oldest, Quez, he turns 26 in May.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then Aja, the baby. She's not the baby no more, but yeah. The baby, she turned 18 in January.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so, and I've turned 27 and, no, I turned 28. 27?
I don't know.
How old are you turning?
Hold up.
I'll be 47.
So yeah. I'll be,
always.
And you're 19 years older than me, so I'll be 28.
Right. Yeah.
So I'll be 28 in January. So I'm,
right.
I mean, it was an uphill battle.
It wasn't easy.
It was an uphill battle.
Yeah, you know, one of those things that, you know, like, you, well, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I was like, oh, God. And, you know, her persistence kind of really helped it, too, I guess, along with Miami. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say I was persistent.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
he was persistent also. So.
Right.
You know, invited me to his house,
but it wasn't a letter.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? I was like, you know.
It was more. So I had to win over each kid one at a time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally one at a time. I started with like the youngest,
mm-hmm.
and so I would like, you know, be genuine, like talk to her. Invite her to do things like, I mean, they're his kids.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Me and then me and the middle daughter, whew, we had our problems. We had a lot of problems. But it's like,
yes,
it's okay because it was like she was his first daughter and then I'm like, he was married.
Okay.
And I don't know how long they were split up for before I even came into the picture. So it's like, okay, he was just married to somebody and now here come this bitch.
Right.
Excuse my language, but it's just like, here comes this bitch. She just like, this bitch need to go.
She was like,
it was like all the time. And she's light skinned too, so you know, like,
yeah.
you know how light skinned folks is. Oh, look, she on here, y'all.
She'll meet with Ralph.
But like now, baby, she in Georgia and let her call me and tell me, I'm on the way. I'm on the way. like
said, talk louder.
I had to hear my son.
And I'm also turning you up in the mic too.
Look, her and my son, they kind of they depend on the situation, you know, but you know they're too close in age, I guess. You know what I mean? But you know they cool. I have a granddaughter. She's oldest.
That's my baby.
Yeah, and, you know she's kind of the. The reason to why we was, I was, you know, trying to get a little more, but different situation, you know what I mean? But yeah, you know, so I think they kind of helped with those two, you know what I mean, with his daughter.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, it's definitely been a.
And then that child of ours, she just really brings everybody together though. So it's like.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I had Denard, it was just like everybody was just like I got a picture, a video of all of them in the room.
Yeah.
Like. We're all in the room, like, they all standing around the bed. Here go Janara. And I'm, like, literally 2 weeks out from having a baby. Everybody in the room.
Yeah, when we had Janara,
it was like Janara pulled everybody together.
Yeah, I would say. It happens.
Yeah, it makes sense, yeah.
Because, that child of mine.
Because she don't care how you feel. She gonna feel a certain way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It definitely
she said turn Marcus's mic up, too.
Okay.
I got
a little closer.
Yeah.
I'm not too close for a minute.
No, I'm turning. I'm turning y'all up. All right. Let's see how that works.
I think I was sitting back too.
Thank y'all.
Okay. All right. So we're going to switch gears just a little bit.
Oh, that's my mic.
Huh? Can you hear me good?
I was turning the wrong mics up. Hold on.
Oh, you turned me up?
Yeah.
I was probably loud as all that was.
Doing something.
Oh, my God.
Okay, y'all. So,
business.
All right, there we go. That should be better.
Switch gears just a little bit, and we are going to turn, we're going to move towards gender roles. Okay? Now, I'm going to tell y'all, at this point in the conversation, we have talked about how long y'all were together before y'all got married? So y'all were together for 9 years.
It was like eight. We got together in the beginning of 2015, and then we got married. So yeah, 9.
Yeah. Almost 9 years, yeah.
We were together for 4 years.
Before we got married, yes.
Okay. Then once y'all got married, there was a distinct, like y'all have been able to feel a distinct difference between when you were just dating versus now, like there's a different sense of responsibility for your other person.
Yeah. Right. Same.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to read it. Go ahead.
Y'all had some, in the beginning, there was some turmoil, like some issues trying to blend the families together. But y'all been working on it as everybody has grown up and y'all have decided, like.
Hold on. Some other people had to grow up, too, outside of the relationship. So
yeah.
I'm just going to say that.
I mean.
But we never. But one thing about us, anything outside never.
No, but I'm just like, why are you interfering? Like,
yeah, but nothing girl. Yeah, but nothing was really. We had a factor of nothing really.
No, not really. Mind your business.
And being as though the age difference, you know, after a while, her family, you know, both sides was like, yo, this guy, all right, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
you know, my mama did not want to talk to me.
Yeah, see, you know, and so far,
well, in my opinion, what I feel is once you as a couple decide that y'all are going to do this. Y'all are going to be lifelong partners. Y'all are going to be married, and y'all are not breaking up. You're not leaving. Once that's like everybody realizes is set in stone, then everybody else around you starts to do the changing.
Right.
You know,
right,
I mean that's how I feel.
Right.
I mean y'all change for each other and set a bubble, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody around you that loves you and wants to be around you,
right?
The ones that do,
yeah.
They'll change
for you.
And the ones that won't, they'll leave. And they wasn't meant to be in your life anyways.
They weren't. And I'm going to tell you, those that stay around just to be messy or stay around just to try to stake their claim in the other person's life, like, oh, no, this was my such and such. I was here way before you. Yeah, baby, but you won't be here after me.
At all.
And that's the problem.
Right.
And so if we can't be here together, guess who gets to leave? It's you. Right. It's always going to be you. You're always going to leave first, and I'm always going to be here forever and always because she married me.
Right.
She married me. So
I'm going to take a second to chime in on some of these comments.
Okay.
So Danielle said, blending families is definitely not easy, coming from experience. Renee said, blending families is a challenge, and it's even harder when all parties are not mature or respectful of one another.
Right.
That's definitely true. And, you know, and in some cases, you know, those parties that are disrespectful and not mature, they're the ones that they just gotta go.
Right.
I mean, just for the sake of y'all's relationship, to stop all the nonsense, that you just gotta choose to, you know, let that person go, you know, whoever it may be.
Yeah.
So, so those were those comments, but okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and I feel like, too, if you're a part of me, but you don't want to respect my marriage, baby, you ain't a part of me. Because this is something that I chose to do for a long time. Like, I made a lifelong commitment. This, obviously, that is, like, really important to me. Like, she ain't somewhere I'm trying to help her get a green card. Like, this is real. Like, no, she like, American. That's real.
She's an American. She was born here.
I am an American. But I'm just saying, that's a real
and
thing.
And she was born here.
I know, too. I know too many people that has done that, y'all. That is a real thing. Like, I am not just out here marrying her just because she cute. You know, like, I don't have spoilers. I have, it's some other thing. But, okay. All right. But I marry her because this is who I want to spend the rest of my life with. So, like, you supposed to be my dog. You supposed to be my ace. Respect it.
Right.
If you can't respect that, are you my dog?
Yeah.
Are you my ace? If you always got beef with my wife, right? You always, if everything my wife do is a problem.
All the time. Like, is it all the time?
All right. The time. Everything she do is a problem. Everything she do is a situation. Everything right. She say, you got to roll your eyes.
Right.
Baby, it ain't her. It's you.
Yeah. At this point.
Now I'm starting to feel like.
You got to go.
What's up?
Yeah. And that's the point.
And that's the point. You have to go. Like, we dismiss folks around here, and that's okay. Because, listen, in your lifetime, over the span of your life, you have to constantly evaluate your circle of people. For loyalty, trust, and dependability, that's a constant thing. It never stops.
Mm-hmm.
And once you stop evaluating people in your lives for those things, that's when you allow manipulation, gaslighting, all of that. That's when you allow those fake friendships to come in. And we just don't have time for that. We got a whole lot going on. Y'all see this?
Right.
Good vibes.
Yeah.
We have a whole lot going on. We don't have time for all that other stuff.
Right.
But definitely not in my marriage.
Mm-mm. Right. When they also said, absolutely, at the end of the day, my husband is always going to have my back against anyone and everyone.
Always.
And her husband big. And he got like grills and stuff.
Yeah,
and
Reyes Lopez.
So like, yeah.
Right? She said, if they don't pay my bills, feed me, or contribute to anything in my house, then don't get a say on my relationship.
Exactly.
Like, you don't know. You don't even know what's going on over here.
But then
can't even get in.
Right.
But to have the audacity that I'm just supposed to, like, you supposed to call me and we supposed to have a side conversation about my spouse.
Right. No.
To speakerphone.
Right.
No, but speakerphone. I'm like, babe, you won't believe what such a right. Such said.
Speakerphone. Listen to what she got to say.
You got something to say about that?
Right. Hello,
Caitlin.
Hey, Caitlin.
Renee said you're from Ireland.
Yeah, I know. I was
trying to tag people.
But
I do know one thing about it, though. For uh-huh. Like, he really will, like, have my back in any situation.
Yeah, he's supposed to.
That's
like, you know, he might be like, okay. He'll let me sell it. He'll be like, okay. And that was a little crazy.
Oh, yeah.
like he'll have my back. He gonna be like, so that was a little crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. He'd be like, hold up. You need to simmer down.
Right.
Yeah. But let me just tell you. Yeah.
And he is.
Yeah. Nikki will, she will, like.
Have my back.
She will have my back. And then when we get home, she'd be like, what was it?
Now why you have me out here like this?
Now I can't even talk to them no more.
Right.
They done deleted me off Facebook.
Right. Oh, right. Look, when she go on Facebook, you go.
She don't want to know how to act, right? But so here she, hey, really? But in the moment, this one gonna get you.
Oh, you doggone right.
She gonna get you, but that's how your spouse supposed to be. That's how your partner supposed to be. But at this point, y'all, all the things we've talked about so far, I'm waiting to find a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting to find a difference. Have y'all found one yet?
No, because I'm sure y'all get crazy looks in public too.
Yeah.
We get crazy looks in public.
No, what we get in public is, are y'all sisters?
Like, you know when you with somebody for so long that you starting to look like
yeah,
but y'all ain't sisters. But I'm gonna say, you know, you look like a little bit.
Let me tell you something. I don't think it's more so.
I think we get crazy looks.
It's when Ashley walk in the room, poor. It's like, yes, I'm coming from me. We go out and stuff. I need to really start like recording. You know, just pick reactions how they.
Yeah.
I mean, especially when I mean it's entertaining to say the least. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it ain't so much the gray hair, the beard. No, it's Mrs. Johnson.
No, why? It's not. Why?
I don't get whatever, man.
Because it's not. Yeah, like,
why she asking? What did she say?
It's not even that. You know, it's just.
I couldn't see before. I just got my glasses. Like
the blue hair. And actually, one thing about her now, you know, she gonna whatever she want to put on. I don't know. She gotta be a, like my oldest daughter told me one time. You gotta be a strong man to be with Ashley. You know what I'm saying? My daughter told me that. You know what I mean? She wasn't lying. you know, so it's just, you know, a lot of times it's just a reaction. You know what I'm saying? That I like to see when people.
What?
I mean, like you literally can be in the mall walking. I mean, someone walk up to you and be like, "Oh my God, you're so beautiful." I'd be like, "Oh my God."
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird so much really, from women. You know, I mean, there's no lies. Yeah. It's like we was, and I mean, they just went up to like, "Oh my God, you are so beautiful." And I'd be like, "Oh my God."
Wait, all the time. They said it to you?
No, to her.
Oh, to her.
Yeah, to her. So it ain't really, you know, the age is it's all. I don't even think they see me shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think they see me at all.
Oh my God. No, they see me.
Same. Yeah, that's cool.
Same.
I just slide right on with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
but
it's
pretty cool.
It's the truth, though.
Yeah, it's the truth. You know, she's like, all right.
He is
like,
a strong man, because he just be, I don't know. If you look, I just wear whatever. I just,
hey.
And I stopped wearing a bra, like, a few years ago.
Hey,
if you
can do it, you can do it.
And I'm so happy. My back don't hurt.
Let me tell you, I can't do that. If I stop wearing the bra, I look like I got two growths on my stomach. Listen. Yeah.
I promise you, I don't want to trade places with nobody.
Less is definitely more with her.
Happy.
Oh, and look, just wait till it gets hot. Oh, my God.
Are you going to see my outfit?
No, don't show me.
Ain't my outfit cute?
It is.
Yeah. It's always gorgeous.
Yeah.
I didn't say
he always make a face because I just be wanting. I just be making a face.
I be coming out of bars. So they got a nickname Betty Boop.
Oh, my God.
I got a homeboy called Comparo. You know what I mean? It's tough. She's...
Jayla said, oh my God, his oldest daughter told him something. The hoes love you, dad. Yeah, because her little friends from school would be like, when y'all daddy? Ooh, is that your daddy? And I'd be like, girl, we is almost the same age.
I mean, Marcus, you are giving Silver Fox, though.
Ain't he? I love
you
it.
You are giving Silver Fox. Ain't he? Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean... You are giving Tech Daddy. I mean, you are giving it.
You know, I try to do half of this, right? She wouldn't let me ever color my beard, so I got stuck with the gray.
Because why do you want to color your beard?
You color your hair. Don't color
because my hair is
black. It's too late now.
I don't. I mean, I started coloring my hair, I don't know, what, 6 years ago? Yeah, my baby was 7. And it ain't been black since.
Yeah.
But why does he need to color his beard? That's my whole thing.
But I think y'all give like a really good, like, younger, older vibe. Like, I think y'all, the Johnsons, are just a vibe.
It works. You know
y'all are like Silver Fox Hot Mama vibe. You know? Okay, Silver Fox Hot Mama.
They got promise. Like, they be having all the names. And I'm just like, I don't even hear my name that often. When people say Ashley, I'd be like,
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, so when we talk about gender roles, right?
Mm.
Do y'all have distinct gender roles in your house?
I'm not taking the trash out.
I will let it pile up, and I will just keep piling it up. I'm not taking the trash out. I'm not taking the recycling out. I will not move the trash cans from in front. The trash cans will sit in front of the house for a week.
She's not lying.
But if he asked me at 3 a.m. to cook him a sandwich, I'm going to get my ass up and go cook the sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, like, and that's my doing because we don't eat out a lot. So if he say he hungry, I'm like, let me just go ahead and make something.
Okay. So do you think that is a gender role or is just something that you guys like to do or don't like to do?
The trash is definitely a gender role because I'm not taking the trash.
I
wash the clothes. I make sure I fold and put the clothes away. And I won't say we have like specific gender roles because sometimes I can be like, okay, if you help me wash and dry the clothes, I can fold them and put them away because I got OCD real bad. Like I have to fold the clothes a certain way. He can't do it.
Okay.
So if I be like, no, because I'm going to fuss at him because why did you fold in my towels like this? So like I can. Like, yeah, I wash and dry and fold and put away the clothes. But I can be like, okay, can you help me today, like Saturday, like Sunday if it gets backed up? He'll wash, dry, bring them up there, and just keep the clothes coming up steps.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In our relationship, I guess it kind of falls into, I don't even know in this day and time, you got to watch what you say, so I don't know if we would call it a gender role or whatever, but mm-hmm. It's just, you know, I work, she took her to the house.
Okay. Do you don't work?
No, Angela doesn't work at all.
Okay. Oh, come on.
I don't work.
Angela don't work at all.
I mean, so don't get me wrong.
I make my money.
Bread now,
right,
you know what I mean?
Right. She sells but food, I don't barbershop clock now. Nobody.
But no, she don't. I mean, then.
Not to say that I have not always worked, because when we first got together, I worked two jobs.
Right, but when we had the baby, I'm like, not saying I make a killing, I mean, but I make enough money to where, you know, you don't have to work.
Right,
you
right.
You know, but it also sacrifices time. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, I'm in the barbershop, you know, especially now Tuesday, Wednesday, I ain't gonna sleep by, but Thursday, Friday, you know, we talking about 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
So I'm coming
that's,
from.
That's the money making haircut.
Yeah, so, you know, and I'm every 30 minutes grinding. You know what I mean? So, and this is kind of what it is. So I don't really have time to do a lot of stuff in the house. But, you know, if that's the lifestyle we're going to live, then that's just what it is.
Right.
You know, that's what it is.
Right, of course.
Yeah, but when I'm not at work now, she's going to climb in my skin. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong. I'm just telling you this. Hey, it's whatever. No. I mean, you know, it's definitely my time when I'm not at work is her. But, you know, look up, she's always at the barbershop, too.
Right. But see, my whole thing is, like, we have a kid together also. And, like, I didn't grow up with both my parents. So it's just like, if that's where her daddy is at, mm-hmm. that's where she's going to go see her daddy at. Like, right. If I have to take my child over to the barbershop, that's where she's going to be to see her daddy.
Right.
He's there all the time.
Yeah.
So where she can do that.
Right.
You know?
Like, he's there all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She get out of school. Are we going to stop by and see daddy? Like, no, I'm not going to tell her no. We're going to wait till he gets home. No, if you want to see your daddy, we'll take you over to see your daddy. Like,
right. Right.
What I look like? No. If that's where he's at, that's where I have to go.
But, yeah, like, I don't cook, though, really. So.
He don't.
I don't really cook.
He don't cook at all.
But it's not as...
Except for on the grill.
I just don't have time, though. You know what I mean? Right. I just don't have time to really.
But you would cook.
He gets a lot of home cooked meals. We don't eat out a lot.
Right, right. I mean, like the grill, like steak stuff. I do something.
Yeah.
Hibachi.
Right.
I do that. You know what I mean? Yeah. But no, I really don't. But like I said, you know, at the end of the day, I make like a home where you say make the biscuit. So you know.
And I have to make. Can I just ask you this though? So you guys have a lot of what they call traditional I don't even know the ways. I guess like so because I remember when you first got here, you was like, I don't drive. You know. So you don't drive, you don't take the trash out, you work, she stays home. So okay, so I know a lot of families date.
But if he call and be like, hey, can you go get this? I'm gonna go get it.
Yeah,
be like, hey, I'm hungry. I'm gonna feed him.
But do you specifically like put those in
categories as this is something a woman should do and this is something that a man should do? No. Like, do you put those things in categories like that?
No.
Or is it just something that you feel like as a couple, this is what works for us?
Yeah, it's what works for us, because it's like, I'm sure your wife makes sure you eat, right?
Yeah, of course.
I'm sure your wife gonna make sure you make sure your wife eat.
Yeah.
Definitely. Like, what if I don't cook, he gonna make sure I eat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but if I cook, he gonna eat. Like, you pay bills, she pay bills.
Mm-hmm.
But like, the only reason I don't pay bills, but like the extra stuff I want, I pay for my stuff sometimes.
Right.
But if he gonna complain about it, like if you gonna ask me when it's time for me to get my nails done, you gonna pay for it. You gonna ask me when you get your hair done? Right. You gonna pay for it?
Okay. Well then, let's. Your right is.
Well, I guess it's
roles.
But I don't say. Right. I just be like, it's taking care of each other.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Or making like whatever works for the relationship.
We gonna keep it a band. I have spoiled Ashley.
Right.
I have.
Yeah. Okay.
I spoiled her.
Definitely. You know what I mean? Definitely. Yeah.
You know, it's a good thing that she's not. It's certain things she's kind of high maintenance with. It's like her hair, nails, stuff like that. Right now, she's like, I gotta get my fingers a break. So, no, she got these normal. She's wearing these like Eagle Talons one time. You know what I'm saying?
What?
You know them big long claws. You know when they were short, they were poking, cutting shit out of there.
Oh, wow.
And all her stuff. So, yeah. So, you did go right. It's Rose and I relationship.
Angela, I'm going to Charlotte.
It is what it is.
Talk about it, please.
Yes. I mean, it's like.
Yes.
And I guess in my age, I guess also, I'm gonna be honest with you, helps it too, because I'm like, you know,
he don't care.
Whatever, baby, you know what I mean? Long as you know, mm-hmm. And I tell you, oh God, what? Move up, so it's whatever. But
that's his fault for not saying no.
It's like,
and I don't know why.
I say no to her, it's like,
That's you know why, because what is that? Like, what is that? Are you kidding?
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, I know I did.
Angela, I drove to Charlotte because he had worked all day and he needed a break.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to touch on some of these comments.
Yeah, I'm like, hold on.
Let's slow down just a bit. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so I want to focus on Reyes. Okay. She says, I miss being a housewife, but at the same time, I enjoy making my own money so I can buy whatever I want and not worry at all.
Girl, I buy whatever I want anyways. Within reason, I ain't gonna go and buy no. But if I want it, I'm gonna buy it.
God.
Angel is on here calling out her mom.
That's my sister.
Angel, don't be calling me out, okay? Again, small commercial break. This episode is sponsored by Let's Get Wasted Beat Co. Bead Company. If
that's
you need
dope,
your
yeah,
if you need waste beads, please contact them. Let's Get Wasted Bead Co. Please feel free to drop your social medias in the comments below. Thank you so much for sponsoring this episode. We certainly appreciate you. Again, Let's Get Wasted Bead Co.
And she also they also make
bracelets
as well.
I was about to say, she makes something else too.
Yeah,
she was making
pretty
something
awesome
when I was at her
and they're really awesome.
Yes, they are. So again, thanks so much. All right, so the next one is Tiffany Mitchell. Tiffany Mitchell says, Corey and I never had an argument over money, and we've been married for 10 years.
That's my
very
girl.
Good.
That's
so awesome. Please, Tiffany, share us your secrets.
Yes, please.
Because here's what I'm going to say. We don't have not been
no, we
drag
don't.
Out.
No, we don't. No, no.
But she will say, all right, baby. Hey. Now, we still got some more. Listen.
Pay the bills first.
I pay what I think needs to be paid.
Right.
But no. She has things that I don't know need to be paid.
Right.
And that's the difference. She pays a separate set of bills that I don't
know. Well,
Nikki,
you need to pay your bills first.
Yeah.
And this is because I'm gonna tell y'all.
As soon as I get a chest shoe, as soon as Wednesday,
boom.
Yeah. Who getting to it first?
Yeah. You gotta put that shit on all the time.
Because here's
look, wake up before her.
Yeah, here's the thing. When my check hits at the end of the month, I go in and I
she does.
I pay the rent.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as my check hit.
Mm-hmm.
So that my check from the my last check of the month is gone. I only have like a couple $100 left of it, and we use that to pay the last little bit of bills or whatever. So I don't even see that check at all. So, but Nikki gets paid every single week.
So that's the thing right there.
But when she gets paid every single week, like something is always due.
Yeah.
Like we have hella bills. But my wife has bills that like I don't know about. And I say that because I used to really stress about money. Before I got with her, I was a single mom raising three kids, and I was the sole provider. None of their daddies helped me. Nobody helped me.
Yeah.
So, I used to like really stress about money, and I used to get like really bad. So when me and Nikki got together, she said, "Listen, stop looking at the bank account. I will worry about the bank account. You buy whatever it is you need. Buy whatever it is the kids need. Just do you. And when it's getting to a point where you need to slow down, I will tell you. Other than that, don't worry about what's in the bank. I'll handle it."
Yeah.
And that was like,
Maybe 10 or 12 years ago.
And when I say I don't look at the bank account,
she really don't.
I do not look at my bank account. I can't tell y'all what's in my bank account. Sometimes I don't even have the bank account app on my phone. One time she had to say, "Babe, can you please create an account so you can at least have access to it? Like, what if something happens to me?"
I had to add him to my account. I'm like, okay,
I'll download the... But that is because that was a fear of mine from when I was a single mom. That when she came in, she said, "Okay, but no, the finances should not be a fear. Finances should not be something that freezes you."
That's why I work my butt off.
Freezes you and make you, you know, to the point where you can't even move, or you get migraines and you're throwing up and you're doing all this because you're scared about, you know, are you going to be able to do this, and can you do this, and can you do that? And so she lets me move freely, and she pays the bills, and I pay what I need to pay, and it is what it is.
Yeah.
If the account going to negative, I never know. Hell. That ain't none of my business.
It's not.
As long as it gets cleared on my end.
Right.
That is not my business. It's not my concern, because my wife told me that she will handle it, and I believe her.
So how I feel about it, so when we're out or we're around people that are, you know, not really up on, you know, I guess homosexual lingo or whatever you want to call it. I don't really know. They're always talking about, well, who's the man? Who's the man in the relationship? And we're like, there's no man. Like, there's no man.
We have vaginas.
Yeah, like we're both women.
Right.
So,
aggressive, though.
I think that a lot of people are like, assuming because I'm masculine presenting, that I take on a man's role, and that's just absolutely not true.
No.
And so, and I will set the record straight for that. Ooh, I know some do.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie about that. But not me. I can only speak for me. And so, as far as like gender roles, yes, I every Tuesday morning before I go to work, I roll the trash cans around.
Right.
I take the trash out. And that's because she doesn't like touching trash. She doesn't like touching trash.
Now,
I don't mind.
There just has to be somebody in the relationship that's willing to take the trash.
It ain't that I won't or that I don't. Because when she's over the road, guess who's left to do it?
Yeah.
Me. It is the fact that
she gonna do it.
I don't like to. Like, if I'm home,
I don't like to.
If I'm home and I can see the trash guys, like, man, they out there like touching everybody's can. picking the trash up off the ground with that glove, just throwing it in there, pushing the crap down, and then you gonna come over and touch my cat.
Oh my god.
And then you gonna put it back in front of my house like everything's all fine and copacetic. No. No, it's not. Like, this is like a Lysol commercial right now.
Oh my god.
Like, you need a cleaning or spray it. I'm not touching it.
Oh my god.
I don't like it. I don't want to.
And you ain't got to if you don't want to.
And my next door neighbor feel the same way. And one time, Nikki was out of town, and both of our cans sat out there until the next week.
Yeah.
When I took my trash out, I took it right out there on the sidewalk.
And put it in the
can. Yes.
And trust me.
I'm sorry.
That's me.
We got a phone call about that.
That's because I'm lying.
Did you call and tell her to take the trash?
No, I came home and I took the trash around to the back. But like, so
I'm touching that.
That is funny.
But like, the cleaning, you know, if it's dirty, we pick it up. Mm-hmm. If it's, you know, if the house, I mean, we both work, we both clean, we both, you know, do. And as far as like the car is concerned, I don't, you know, take care of the things that the car needs, like oil change and things like that, because it's a gender role. I take care of it because I was a mechanic for almost 10 years before I became a truck driver. And that's just, you know, I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's some things that my dad...
I pay somebody.
Yeah. He ain't going to do it.
When I say check the oil out there, change the oil, right. I'm never doing that again.
I know that right.
I'm never doing that again. Take five. All them places.
Look,
Here come get me off the side of the road
and then send AAA. Mm-hmm. Here come pick me up off the side of the road and then send AAA.
Okay.
I think society as a whole is so like stuck and misconstrued on like these like gender roles, you know? What are y'all doing? Are you on cake?
My arms are short. I can't.
But I think they so like stuck on these gender roles.
Yeah.
Right? And like somebody has to have a role in order to satisfy what society says a relationship is supposed to look like.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's the whole purpose of this live, right? Because people are always saying, oh, like, marriage is a marriage. I feel like that there is no, like, they should take the non off of non-traditional marriage. Because what is a non-traditional marriage? Because right here, you have a heterosexual cousin.
Jesus.
A heterosexual couple, right? Man kinda. And a woman. But kind of.
Girl, that's next week's show. And I'm just
kidding. I was like, we can come back and have a whole nother conversation.
That's content, combos, and cocktails after dark.
Oh, God.
We can come on Saturday. We can have it at 2 a.m.
Let's not go after dark.
That is not a show. Just.
The censor says no.
Tomato.
Right, tomato. But society would still say,
yeah,
like, this is a non-traditional couple because of their age difference.
Right.
Well, they'd be mad.
Why, though?
Like, this is still not okay in society's eyes, even though they are functional.
Mm-hmm.
They are fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
This couple owns a business. Skeet works at the barbershop, but baby, he owns it.
Right.
He's the owner of this black-owned barbershop in Burlington.
Is it in Burlington or where? It's Burlington.
He owns it. He's not just one of the barbers. He is Skeet the barber. Okay?
The doctor's office barbershop.
Right. Yeah.
And this is his wife. They have a child. They have children.
Yeah, they're right? My kids.
But society would still say, oh, they're non-traditional. But are they?
Right.
Because this is the American dream, what I'm looking at.
Right.
Right. Or what America has said is the dream. The man owns a business. The man goes to work. He runs his business. He has employees. He makes enough money for the wife to stay at home and be a at-home wife.
Yeah.
Can buy whatever she wants off Amazon and flip her blue hair.
Right?
But still, that's not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I'll be in the comments like, it don't matter the age difference, baby. Right, like, exactly. My job is
exactly.
The age difference, it don't matter. It really, as long as you are, because I want, but I, as long as you are of age and of sound mind, the age difference doesn't matter. Like,
right.
Like I was 18 really and he was 37.
Too. Oh, he, Mon Holmes said the best barber.
He okay. says at it's well, yeah. actually Ashley Locklear shop now.
Look what the eye roll at
oh
that.
God. Oh my god.
So it sounds like
ain't no difference.
If there is no difference, but also can we take the idea of a traditional marriage, bow that up, throw it out the window, and say marriage is going to look different because society looks different.
Right.
Yes.
Society looks different. This is not your mom and pops anymore. We aren't our grandparents. Y'all anymore.
Like they wasn't marrying off young girls, the old folks.
And they was.
Right. Right.
And they was. And they was.
Oh my God.
So this is the normal.
So actually, this is the original traditional.
No, right. We okay. starting it over.
I mean, if we really keeping it high, you ain't even young enough to be the original traditional.
Right. I wouldn't even
if
have the 18.
Really keeping it high, baby, you old.
Yeah.
That part.
Okay.
That part. Facts. We're 12 years apart and been together for 20 years.
Dang. Yes. I want 20
okay.
years.
There it is.
And 12 years is. And 20 years.
I want 20 old. Years.
Yeah.
And we halfway there.
Yeah. And can we talk about Miss Tiffany? Girl, I don't know you, but add me, baby, because we need to be best friends. She said happiness isn't even traditional.
It's
Let's
not.
Talk about it.
Yes. Hey, that's my, I tell you, she be telling, she'll tell you.
And happiness God. Isn't even
and she's
traditional.
She's real, too.
Yeah. 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 I felt that.
Okay, like that was the word. If y'all didn't catch that, y'all need to go back again.
Yeah, say it loud for the people in the back.
In the Everybody back, saying, okay. Say it loud for the ones in the front that chose to miss it anyway. Happiness isn't even traditional because folks is in marriages to be in marriages. They getting along,
just to be getting
going
married.
Along to get along.
Right.
Folks is in marriages because it is a financial benefit. It is a business transaction.
Somebody need a green card.
I'm comfortable. Listen. We done been together too long. It's going to cost me too much. It's cheaper to keep her.
Right.
You stay over there.
That be the one. Cheaper
okay,
to keep her.
Yeah. You stay over there. You do you. I'm going to do me. And we need to keep these vows the way they are. Because the state of North Carolina don't play. You cover my taxes, baby. We're going to be the next episode of the first 48. I promise.
Snapped.
You ready to watch your game?
Mm. What game? Who playing?
This is the NCAA Women's Championship game.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Asia Patterson. Hey. Yeah.
That's going to be a...
Hey, okay. Asia. Hey, Ashley.
Y'all are in love.
Probably getting it in right now.
And making it work. That's what matters. Exactly.
I hope so.
And having kids at 14.
It shouldn't be a game.
Yeah, we was talking about the eight back in the day when they was getting married.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Because the rent high. The rent is high. Rent is high.
Rent is high. Yep.
Everything's high.
Okay.
Everything.
I'm all right.
Yep. Oh, Benita said, I'll never settle again. My worth is too great for that.
I know that's part. Right, honey. Don't yes. you ever settle.
That's what I be saying. I'm like, y'all in these relationships where this man really don't even like you.
Right.
You really don't even like this man.
No,
but
and
you worried
don't
about
like him.
But
y'all
you worried about what somebody else got going on.
Right.
You know, you don't like them because they the same sex. So like what? You don't even like your man.
Right. Right.
You don't even
and
you're not even happy.
And quite a scam, you flirting with my wife.
Right. Right, yes. I'd be like,
simmer down.
Quality camp. I mean, let's.
Cause how many drinks have you had?
Exactly. Let's keep it hot. Let's keep it hot.
That'd be the one.
Those be the ones. But all right, that's the truth.
Yes,
digress.
Digress nothing. Folks, be true.
Come on, Tiffany. I flirt equally with everyone. Tiffany is a vibe.
Yeah. She right. She had. I don't know if you seen my pictures, but she had pink hair. She was the one that had the pink hair.
I'm gonna go back and look.
Yeah, that's her. She's got pink hair.
Okay, y'all. So
simmer down.
I think we have gotten to the place where we could almost wrap this up because Nikki wants to watch the girls' basketball.
I mean, I'm with her.
Go Dawn Staley. Are they still? Did you see Dawn got Coach of the Year?
Yes.
Coach of the Forever.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
Don't you love him?
Yeah, I do love him.
Yes, we do.
All right, come on. All right. So, y'all, the goal of this show was to highlight not the differences in traditional versus non-traditional marriages, but actually the similarities in how love between two people operates. And they are the same no matter how you package it, right? And so when we talk about marriage, when we think about marriage, when we think about love, when we think about people, it doesn't really matter what the package looks like.
Mm-hmm.
It matters the relationship, the commitment, the dedication, the family structure.
Mm-hmm.
It's on that couple. And so the next time you are out and you want to ask, who's the man? Or is that your daddy?
Yes.
It is. You take care of me.
Well.
Think twice.
John's going to be like, I'm getting off of here.
Think twice. Oh, and then God. Think again. Because marriage is a sacred union between two people. Period. However you look at it, it doesn't matter to me who those two people are, how they structure their marriage.
Oh my God, Tiffany.
How they run that thing, how they do it. It is what it is. And so that's how we want to end this show. I hope that we have proven our point. I hope that we have shined a little light on us, how our marriage works, on the Johnsons, how their marriage works, and just on marriage in general.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Context, Combos, and Cocktails. Hey, if you aren't already, please follow us on our social media accounts. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Context, Combos, and Cocktails to keep up with everything that we're doing. See you guys next week.